show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
From way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you.
All right. Hey there, this is Bobby Elias. Let's Create a Better World is our show. We've got a lot of different information on health and addictions, on live foods, stretching, different types of nutrition points that we want to bring out. Great show today, as usual. I also want to give you a we had a great show last week on predictions of what's going to happen in the world to the Trump administration, what is happening, and also the weather. Here's a phone number to call if you want to hear 24 hours a day the show from last week and the previous 5 weeks of shows. The number to call there is 701-719-0994. All right. Today, we're going to talk with another co-host who's come back, is Stefan Rudolph, talk about his own personal happenings and what happened to him as an alcoholic and how he overcame it. And he's going to talk about addictions, not just alcohol addictions, but a lot of addictions. So I'm going to chime in on some of those things also. Next week, that's the 25th of April, on Wednesday, always 5 o'clock Eastern time, Luann Panessi will be with us. She works with Gary Noe closely. She helps coordinate the retreats. She's a super great nutritionist and life coach and health coach. All right. And I like her. I like her work. She used to come to Los Angeles, where I'm based out of, and give our L.A. Gary Noe Health Support Group meetings a lot of good help. We used to have meetings as many as 60, 70 people at a time. And when Gary came to town, we had 300 to 400 people. All right. That's, aside from her, we're going to also have the week after that we're going to have Veronica Gabriel talk about the age of the goddess, female power that's coming up to fore right now. That's going to be a great show on women. Women should listen to that show. It's going to be, she comes in on a spiritual angle, so it's going to be really, really good. So be sure to hear that. If we have any problems, there's been a phone transmission problem, so if there are any, just hang in there with us, and we'll get it straightened out within a minute. All right, I'm going to talk about these things first, about live foods, about stretching, and more angles on nutrition. I'm going with a lot of information from many, many sources. Okay, let's first get into live foods. Why should you eat live foods, first of all? All right, live foods are, they equal life. They're filled with enzymes, vitamins, and many, many other nutritional substances that are usually destroyed by heating, cooking, and processed food. You want to eat your food raw and sprouted better if you can. You'll get a much better blast. It is only second to juicing. And by the way, in the next few weeks, we will be talking about juicing and how good it is. All right, so eating live food brings life back into your body. Now we'll talk about enzymes. They're life-giving nutrients. They're in all foods. You don't want to heat food and cook food. That destroys all the enzymes. The enzymes are another form of saliva that go in there and they help you digest your food. They make it smoother, make it easier to go into your intestines and the right way. You want to do that. All right. Most vitamins are destroyed or at least severely depleted by heating and cooking, so don't do it. Here are some herbs that we would recommend that are helping people that you can pick from your garden, actually. And echinacea, fennel, rosemary, lavender, tea tree, and many others. Here are some fruits that you can grow in your backyard. You can I recommend going to a organic farm that has, there are many places where they will let you pay for a slot. You have a section to cook to raise your own food with water, and some of the great foods you can put together are avocados, oranges, lemons, limes, sweet limes, grapefruit, tangerines, figs, plants, I should say plums, nectarines, peaches, apricots, macadamia nuts also. So you want to have more fruits, more vegetables, and you want to make them raw. You want to eat them pure and natural and clean. And this is what you want to do. All right. So there is a lot of life in the seed. That's another thing. People don't realize that a lot of foods have seeds. Now, you know, some people take the seeds out of foods. The great Dr. Bernard Jensen said that you never take away all the greatest, some of the greatest fruits that he talked about were grapes, apples, watermelons, and almost any food that you can chew and eat the seeds. There it is, the seeds. The great doctor knew that all seeds contain the life, this life that is in there, and it's taken out. Many seeds are taken out of the food for convenience, not for nutrition. So be sure to eat your food. Make sure, this is why you want to grow your own foods, and you want to make sure you get them from the right places. Now, why should you eat raw foods? Life energy, life force, enzymes, and whatever you want to call it. This is raw foods. It's something that we seem to have forgotten about, and we don't do it. Now, you want to, let me give you an example. Plant a little sunflower seed and look out as it explodes into life. Little by little, it grows fast. You water it, it grows. It grows as tall as you are. Plant a few almonds, and you'll get a huge tree. Whereas if you eat hamburgers, a loaf of bread, or any cooked food, try putting them under the ground and putting water there and see if they grow. Nothing. Zero. So you want to have the best foods, and you want to have them the right way. All right, so live food creates life. Eat more live, raw foods. All right, next subject. Stretching, walking, moving. You need to exercise every day. Do whatever you can. Push yourself. Increase the amount every day. You should breathe hard and work up a sweat. An hour a day would be perfect for you. 5-6 days a week. If you can't do an hour, do a half an hour. If you can't do that, do 10 or 15 minutes. But above all, walk. If you're somebody that has been ill and sick and can't move, walk a block the first day. Second day, 2 blocks. Next day, 3 blocks. All right? Here, why should you do this? Well, it's like somebody getting rusty. You want to move your body, not just exercise to be, you want to exercise to be fit. You want every function of your body to be moving, everything. Your blood will circulate, your lymphatic system will be working, and it will work. So do that. Okay, here's some facts. Over 50% of deaths are due to chronic disease and are caused by a sedentary lifestyle. More facts. Over 180 million American adults, by 61%, are either obese or overweight. 50 million people are medically considered obese. That's over 25% of all adults. Matter of fact, this information I'm giving you is a little old, so it's a lot more. Obesity is just getting wild and crazy, and just too many people. Women who engage in brisk walking for an hour a day have 20% less chance of breast cancer, 30% less chance of heart disease, 50% less chance of diabetes. A study at the CDC, which is Center for Disease Control, estimates that there are 88 million inactive Americans over the age of 15 years old. If they would just start moderate, regular physical activity, it would reduce annual medical costs by billions of dollars, over $100 billion we could save if they do that. All right, stretching is so, so important. A few weeks ago, we had a talk about the rebounder, how our guest at that time, and she's on the archives now on, I think, button number 2 or 3, that would be Sylvia Ortiz, talked about she was the rebounding queen of the world. She started it, took a small trampoline and turned it into called it a rebounder, and sold them and made them real well-known. So rebounding is excellent. Stretching is very, very important for you. You want to stretch so you be out there and be more relevant with everything, your body, what you have, okay? All right. Now let's go on to nutrition. All right. Americans as a whole, up to one of the most overweight nations in the world, we have a high incidence of heart disease and cancer.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under. On a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're wrong.
Okay, we're expecting, just so you know, we're expecting Stefan Rudolph to come on to talk about addiction.
Hi, Bobby. It's Coach Stefan Rudolph. Yes, stepping on here.
Okay, good, good. I'm glad you're here. All right, I'm finishing up something, and then I'll get you on in about 2 minutes, okay? For our
Sounds
listeners,
good.
This is Stefan Rudolph going to be talking about addictions. As I finish with nutrition, this is so important that you do what I say to avoid obesity, to avoid death, to avoid cancer. There's so many things to that. All right, now that we've got Stefan on, we can get back to the next subject, which is addictions. Let me just open up by saying Americans are more addicted than any other group in the world. And we're not talking about just alcoholism, which, of course, our guest, our co-host, Stefan Rudolph, went through a case of alcoholism. He cured himself, and he's well today, and he's actually a coach. I'll let him explain what he does in just a minute, but I just want to say that there are people addicted to everything, to gambling, to pornography, to smoking, to computers, to the internet, to social media, to everything, to junk food, you name it. We have so many things that people are addicted to. And so our co-host for several years, Stefan, has been away for a while. He's back, and he's going to talk right now about addictions. But Stefan, introduce yourself and talk about how you the kind of work that you're doing now, and then let's get into addictions.
Thanks, Bobby. Appreciate it. And yeah, you have a great show out there helping people in health and wellness, and especially in my area of recovery when it comes to staying healthy and focusing on staying positive in life, especially from what I went through and the escapism, I call it, escapism, and focusing on not being able to face life, you know, focusing on trying to get out of life. And that's where the addiction part comes from, the really hard part of dealing with reality for a lot of us is we can't handle it. So when we get done with the day, we feel like we need to relax and have a drink, have a cigarette, or people, you know, maybe they're taking their too many prescription pills and they're relaxing too much and forming an addiction. And that's what happens a lot in our society, is the stress that we have, the inability to deal with everything going on in life, from financial problems, relationships, anything and everything. That's what led into my escapism in my younger years, in my early 20s, early 30s. I'm 47 now, but looking back, I was doing very well financially in life. I was actually in pharmaceutical sales and had a wife that was working for a food company and doing very well. So we had Hershey Foods was her company, and mine was a pharmaceutical company. So we had the American dream out there, but I still found myself escaping every day after work, you know, having two or three beers, thinking it was normal, which was good. But at the same time, it grew into a constant need. It went from wanting a drink to needing a drink, to needing to relax. And it became every day, day in and day out. And this affected my ability to see reality as we face it every day. I created my own reality and said, this has to be a part of my life. The alcohol, the escape, and then finally a DUI happened in 2002. And I ended up losing my job, losing my driver's license, and losing my job because of that. And everything went downhill. And the alcohol never left. And this is what happens to a lot of us in society, whether it's the drinking, the smoking, the eating, whatever our addiction is, we must be able to acknowledge it and look at it as more as a reason that we're trying to escape from, quote, the reality that we've created. So if we're not happy with our job in the corporate world, if we're not happy with a relationship or a financial situation or all the above, we find ourselves either eating too much at night, smoking cigarettes, drinking, whatever it may be for you out there as the listeners. I'm sure everyone can relate at one time or another. When we've gone through hard times, we just feel better escaping through the drink, through the eating, through anything and everything. That's where I finally woke up in life. It took me 10 years, though, and numerous problems with alcohol, gambling, just everything fell apart in my life, divorce, financial collapse. And now I'm back and focused on helping others in recovery. Been sober 6 years and went into jail again in 2012 for a DUI. And that's where I really woke up and saw the other side of how people are so affected by not being able to face reality. And that's what I developed my program, Recovered Coaching. My website is recoveredcoaching.com. And I use that past tense because I got sick and tired of being sick and tired and just said, I'm done. And I started a whole new life. It took me a few years to get rid of all the old connections and the people that wanted to draw me back and suck me in back to drinking and escaping. But I stayed strong, and that's what I'm here to help others do. So I'm glad to be on your show, Bobby.
Good. You know, besides some of the things we already mentioned about addictions, prescription drugs are huge. I mean, this country's gone nuts with prescription drugs. And matter of fact, a new study's come out where 90 to 95% of all the mass shootings, the shooters, were young and they were on prescription drugs, the wrong kind. They were on different things that really screw you up. So also junk foods. There's so much sugary stuff. Kids go to school and drink, eat Doritos, Fritos, and chips and junk and Coca-Cola sodas. They're getting nothing but sugar and junk. And no wonder they can't study. They can't do anything right. Anyway, let's move into some positive things. What can people do that have addictions on their own if they don't go to somebody like you or a counselor or somebody? And by the way, for our listeners, this is Stefan Rudolph. He is a co-host, but is also giving a talk today on the addictions and what he went through. You just heard. Now let's talk about what can people do to get out of addictions besides going to a counselor or give the whole thing. Go right ahead.
Yeah, the whole area. That's a great topic, Bobby, too. And it connects to where people, again, they start at a young age escaping and feeling good through even the basic addiction, which first kids start out at, is sugar. And what people need to do is be aware of this. The awareness is the key to sobriety and to health and wellness. So awareness is the basic understanding of when I'm eating or when I'm drinking these sodas, when I'm eating this sugar, when I'm eating this fast food, how do I feel? Not during the present moment of eating, because that's what we want to do. We go to these places. But what happens after? How do I feel? When we wake up depressed, we think, well, I'm depressed. I need some medication. It's actually how we're fueling ourselves with over the past 12 to 24 hours. So if you're ever depressed or down, the key part is awareness and understanding of what's going on in your mind, how you're fueling your body. And that happens a lot with the kids these days. High fructose corn syrup, sugars, Monster, 5-hour energy drink, all the drinks that they're drinking, the foods that they're fueling themselves with. And we wonder why ADD, ADHD, depression, obesity is all on the rise. It's because of this fuel that we are putting in our body. I like to say we are what we fuel ourselves with, and that's how we feel in our life. So the fueling equals the feeling. The difference in those two words is you. The you in that word is how you're fueling yourself with. Once we become aware of health, wellness, and nutrition, and how we feel when we're eating good salads, good foods, you know, in those areas, it's a huge difference. But it's a very hard addiction, because it goes back to that point. At a young age, we grow up thinking McDonald's is healthy. Monster's good. You know, a lot of kids can't even stand to drink water these days. It's amazing. They say it tastes bad. If you have good water, it doesn't taste like anything. It should be natural to drink that, but they're so used to sodas, right?
Right. Too much. You know, why are people at all this range? I say on TV, there's so much junk, not only on the commercials, but on the shows. You see people doing all sorts of things. Back in the day, there used to be people smoking and drinking this freely, and it was on TV and it's seen. And I remember years ago when commercials were about smoking, the doctors would come on. In fact, they had 200 to 400 doctors, depends on who you heard it from, were paid to tell people that cigarettes are okay, that they have a filter, they're mild, they soothe your throat, and they relax you, which is all a bunch of bunk. It took 100 years, Saban, to finally overtake, but to make some laws to let people know how bad cigarettes are. But they still smoke, and it's still bad out there. It's hard to change things in this country, and that's the bad part. Families, when they go to eat, whether they go to church, to a restaurant, to a school, to wherever they go, bad food. And that's, they get addicted to it. But anyway, more of your thoughts, Stefan.
Yeah, that's something I became aware of too. The combination of my addiction, but also past listeners may remember my story. I've had epilepsy. I had a football injury in high school, and I had seizures as well. So combining that with an alcohol problem was horrific. But the awareness that came in tune later in my life helped me cure the epilepsy as well, through being aware that the fast foods that I was eating and the side effects that was happening was exactly related to what I should not be fueling my body with. So the point being, too, is that everyone out there has to understand, it's the best for them to understand that when they are feeling a little down, a little depressed, things are really slow in their life when it comes to just the fog that's in our mind, really pay attention to your diet. I would suggest creating a diet journal, writing things down, even on the apps these days. People can download apps for your phone, and they have MyFitnessPal is a great app to keep track of your diet, of how you're working out. And then when you look back and say, well, wow, I just really feel sluggish today. You know, what did I eat today, this morning, or last night?
Mm-hmm. Stefan, say that again a little slower. You said it kind of fast. The apps.
The application itself for the phone app is called MyFitnessPal, and you can look it up online. The website is MyFitnessPal.com, and it's MyFitnessPal is an app on a phone as well, so you can download that, or really just look into anything online that says diet journals, you know, anything like that. But you want to be able to keep track of how much you're working out, what you're eating, and how you're feeling that day, how you're feeling the next day, how you're waking up, how you're sleeping especially. Can't drink caffeine at night and expect to sleep well. And a lot of people drink sodas at 5, 6 o'clock at night with dinner, and they wonder why they can't sleep at 10 o'clock, because that caffeine's still in them, right?
And also, Stefan, a lot of people eat a steak dinner right before they go to sleep, or hamburgers or junk food or alcohol, right, or cigarette smoke. They do all the worst. And then some people have trouble sleeping. They get up in the middle of the night, go to the refrigerator, and eat some more. This is bad. Very bad for
right.
the system.
Yeah, a lot of that. That's a good topic, too, are the fillers. And people can look this up on the Internet. It's called fillers, negative effects of fillers, which are basically carbohydrates. People eating a lot of carbohydrated food at night, and then they become hungry at 10, 11, maybe 1 o'clock even in the morning. They wake up, and they need to get another snack. They need to get another filler because it makes them feel good. And it's not helping them anyway in nutrition wise. It's not filling. Their body wants more. When it needs salads, it needs fruits and vegetables, and they're just putting carbohydrates such as spaghetti or pasta or pizza, and that does not fill the need for what our body's looking for.
Saban, let's look into some other addictions. But first, before we go into others, which we named earlier, some of them at least, and I'll let you pick the ones that you want to talk about. But about alcoholism, I have somebody in the family that's got a major problem now. And AA is okay, but it's not really, I have found, I want your take on this. AA is good to go to the meeting. Some people go to them for years and they're recovered alcoholics. True. However, some people, it's not strong enough. So for some people that have a real serious problem, they need to go to a rehab center. I'd like to get your information and your thoughts on that.
Yeah, those are definitely the steps for people to take. And in my recovery program itself and the coaching I do, I work with those that have been sober a year or more. Now, in the first month, anytime, I'd highly suggest AA. When people are going to these meetings, it helps. They go to NA, which is Narcotics Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous, Gambling Anonymous. They have all kinds of programs, which are great for people that are looking to transform their life and stop the addiction, because it's really a voice within us that wants us to escape. Once they go through this program, and I went through it many times, I found out, though, a ratio that 95% or more of the people in AA fall off at one time or another. There's a process where people are definitely escaping and not being able to understand the reality of why they are escaping. But they go to meetings to help to see that they're not alone. Those help. But through the awareness, through a program I developed called MAP, which is meditation, awareness, and prayer. So those areas, especially with meditation, the awareness of what we're eating, who we're surrounding ourselves with, and that's a big part of it. Because I was drinking, I found out later, drinking alcohol, and when I stopped drinking, I had a sugar addiction that came up. Because alcohol is sugar. It breaks down to sugar. So when people feel they have a need for alcohol, they can actually find their way out for that temporary time period by eating chocolate, by eating some snacks, eating some sugar to fill that addiction. So it is connected. And to answer your question, though, this is something that coaching helps with. And everybody has their own way. Some people go to AA their entire life, which is great. 20 years, if it works, then you keep working it. If it works, if you work it, that's what AA's quote is. And I suggest you keep going. But if you're one of the many that has fallen off and really is looking for coaching programs like what I offer, and or anybody else out there that is just looking for a spiritual awakening and has not experienced it in AA, that's the 12th step, is had a spiritual awakening, and you come to the next point. And that's what happened when I was in jail in 2012. I finally experienced that 12th step on my own by just saying, wow, this is it. Enough is enough. That's not me anymore. And this is what I need to do in order to grow. And I shifted, went to AA for about 6 more months, but could not take the energy of, you're an alcoholic, you're an alcoholic, you're an alcoholic, don't forget it. Yeah, that works to an extent, but when you have a mindset that says, I'm done, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and it's over. That was the old me. That me passed away. I'm dead. That me died in jail, is what I say, and the new me, the new self, was born. And there's a lot of conflict, people, because they'll say, nope, you got to keep saying it. Well, great, that works for you, this works for me, and that's who I help, is people like me that are out there looking to transform their life and take it to the next level and not focus on the negative.
I want to let our listeners know, this is Stefan Rudolph talking. He's been a co-host, and now he's going into a long thing about his alcoholism and and things that all the addictions. There's so many different addictions, but we have some more good things to get into and more some positive things, Stefan. But could you explain to some people what is this 12-step program? Discuss that a little bit, because I think it's great and I think it works, and I'd like your thoughts on that.
Yeah, definitely. The 12-step program from AA is a great program that Bill W., the founder of AA, made up years ago, over 100 years ago, nearly almost coming up, and went through himself in the recovery, and is basically the first step is the biggest step, is, you know, saying that your life has become unmanageable and you are powerless over alcohol and you need and or any addiction. But it's really, that is step one. We admitted we're powerless over alcohol and that our lives have become unmanageable. Now look at that addiction too, Bob, because it's something to do with drugs. It's something to do with smoking, with gambling, with sex. People have, as a human nature, we have an addictive behavior in one way or another. Some people will say, well, I've never been addicted, but they find themselves eating donuts every morning or eating bagels or, you know, not really realizing there's an addiction there for the same necessity, or watching the TV too much. You know, at night we talk about that as TV addiction, news addiction. My mom is like this, and love her to death, but she watches news morning, noon, and night and gets addicted to that. So back on the 12-step that you asked about, though, that's the first step, is admitting we are powerless and we have to come into grips and get some help that way. And then step two especially is came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Now, that means believing in a higher power. So there is some belief in God or religion, but others that don't believe in that just have to know that there is something else out there, or what I say in there, in us, our inner being, our soul, our spirit, that has a greater ability for us to maintain, to restore sanity. Because, you know, Bobby, the word itself, wine and spirits, why do they call it spirits? Because it takes over, right? And we lose our sanity because that crazy wild spirit, the devil, or some may say, and alcohol takes over, and we lose our sanity, and we can't make a rash decision. So that goes into step three, which is made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. So they really leave it open, so it's not in focusing on religion. They're just trying to help the people get off of that crazy cycle of insanity, going off the rails at a crazy pace, is what Ozzy Osbourne said, and that's what alcohol and drugs do to people. They have to understand that there is a higher power out there beyond the power of alcohol that can help us to restore the sanity. So these steps go on and on. There's another, you know, eight more steps, but in summary, you know, just searching and making step four is searching for a fearless moral inventory of ourselves. You know, taking an inventory of ourselves, what we went through, and admitting that there has to be a way to really just kind of step back and restart our lives. And we have to admit to God and to others, to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. So we have to have a sponsor in there, as they say, and have some help with that. And it goes on to, you know, asking for forgiveness, going back, and just starting your life over. The program itself is great. It works. But there's also a shift in life that I went through, and enough was enough, just plain and simple. I couldn't take it anymore. I was done admitting those areas. I said, this is it. I'm done. I'm shifted. I'm a new man. And that's how I've changed my life for the better. So, you know, two paths people can go down. And I do suggest incorporating a little bit of both in the beginning is AA. If you want to stick with it, great. If there's more help that you need out there, that's what a coach like me is here for. And others are out there to help you as well.
Good. Excellent. This is Stefan Rudolph talking. He's a co-host of the show. And today he's coming in to talk about addiction, his own and many more. And we've got more to talk about on that. And also that 12-step program is great. Let me tell you what I recommend to people. And on this show, and I want your thoughts on these four things I'm going to mention. Number one, the right foods, vegan diet, vegetarian diet, or even a diet with a little bit of food, a little bit of meat or dairy. Better not to, but if you have to, go ahead. Supplements, vitamins, minerals, juices, powders, and then juicy is a whole separate thing too. That some people, you know, have your green juice in the morning, you have your red juice, you have your other juices. There's so many of them. The cruciferous, Ralph's Sprouted juices. Okay, so food is what you put in your body is important. Number two is less stress. Find ways to do things for stress, and you might be able to talk about this in just a second here, Stefan, but stress is killing people. People argue about what kills people more, heart disease, stress. Another one comes in is sleep. But let's get to stress. Stress is too many people let themselves get stressed. They don't do anything about it. And we've had shows on here with great guests to talk about how you can avoid stress and how stress kills you. It causes so many diseases. And then the third one is sleeping. And some people that I know, Dick Gregory, who passed away two or three years ago, he used to say that sleeping was the number one cause of death. People that didn't sleep deprivation. And he said that. So I've heard people talk about stress, about sleeping, and about the diet as all different reasons for early death. Well, they're all there. And then another one is exercise, where we talk about that on the show. Where in this, we're talking about walking, power walking, swimming, running, so many things. But I want to get your thoughts on what you might advise people that have addictions or just anybody on along the things that I just mentioned, some of the things that you've done or that you advise people to do on those things, sleeping, food supplements, stress.
Yeah, just coming into alignment, that's a good topic as well. It's always good in those areas because coming into alignment with why we can't sleep, maybe we have reactions and people start taking medication to say, my mom, for example, has eczema, you know, and something like that comes up. It could be natural, but I really feel it's the diet that she has, the carbs that she eats, and what happens in our body is it starts to break down. And also because of stress, we have to understand that if our body is going through something, our mind is going through something like depression, it's fundamentally related to the stress in our lives. If we can't sleep, it's not just that we need to take a sleeping pill and go to bed early. That's forcing ourselves to sleep without awareness. Remember, it goes back to meditation, awareness, and prayer. So the awareness part of it is involved with the attitude that we have about life. To have a positive attitude, to understand about if I'm going to eat this and I'm not sleeping at night, I got to be aware of that. People will eat and not think and then say, well, I can't sleep. And then it brings up stress. Because the work environment that you're in, if you're not being able to produce because of lack of sleep, the stress comes up, and it's just a cycle of insanity. If you add all those together, you come home to relax, you drink, you can't sleep, you take your sleeping meds, you wake up, you're tired, you can't work, you're stressed. What does that equal? It goes around and around until we end up in the hospital and or you're no longer here, correct? So we really have to be aware of why we are doing these things to our body. Ask, you know, even the basic things that we have to work to make money to pay the rent, but a lot of us end up in jobs that we hate and environments that we hate and lifestyles that we hate. I had corporate jobs that were not good, causing stress, causing mental fatigue, depression, and still it was good money, but I wasn't happy. So there has to be an area that we can incorporate both. Find the right career that makes you happy with the right people, and you'll be able to take your life to the right level where you're achieving happiness and health and wellness.
Yes. Everything we're talking about, Stefan, is not just for people that are addicted or are going through it, but also for anybody. And this is what this show is all about, and I encourage people to listen to the show and listen to – and I'll also, before Stefan leaves, he's going to give his contact information again. And people that want to ask him questions or have any problems and concern with what we've been talking about, to call Stefan. I'm getting my number out, too. You can call me. But let's move on to more things, and that's some other things that people can do to avoid addictions. There are so many. We didn't talk about other addictions, gambling, food, sex, pornography, just so many things, sleeping and not sleeping enough, or people that sleep work all night and don't get enough sleep. There's so many things that people are addicted to in this country. I'd like your thoughts on other addictions besides the alcohol one.
Yeah, these addictions, and I remember my first one, it goes back to even I became aware at a young age about the need to stop at stores like 7-Eleven, the need to get a soda, the need to get a Slurpee, the need to get my candy after every day of school. Now, we look at it and we would say, is that kid addicted? And the parents, of course, oh, no, he just likes enjoys candy. He enjoys his ice cream. But he needs this, he or she needs this every day. And that develops into a stage of addiction. And when we end up gambling or end up on prescription drugs, that pushes us to an area where we're taking too much, we're overdosing, we're having too much prescriptions or anything that we're addicted to, we have to go back to the fundamentals and ask ourselves, when did this start in my life? What's causing it? What's causing the stress? Again, that's the awareness. And if you get hooked on some type of drug, whether it goes from marijuana or to the pills themselves, anything and everything, when people are hooked on medication, it is the toughest thing to get off, and many people never do. I have a friend that's in jail right now, and I've worked with him in AA and other areas. He ended up on his sixth DUI in 11 years. And every time he gets out, he's been sober. He's been trying to fight it and saying, oh, I'm good, I'm better, I can have one drink. And that one drink ends him up in jail in 3 months, 6 months. So this is a part where even if he gets off, it doesn't just mean he goes out and drinks. In AA, they talk about this too. It doesn't start with opening a beer and drinking it. It starts with the fundamentals of having a foundation in your life and having the fundamentals to be able to say, I have to get up, and here's what I do, as an example, Bobby. I get up and I work out every day, every morning. I am eating healthy when I come home, structured to do work between 8 and 5, and then go work out again or walk or go to a healthy cafe somewhere, just to surround myself those areas. Have a structure in your life. Have a foundation. Because when the foundation gets lost, we end up looking toward other areas of escape without awareness. So we'll find ourselves taking medication, which maybe we should at the time, but then it leads to other areas of cigarettes, of other pills, drinking, smoking, sex, over, you know, that's a whole other topic, but people just end up using too much sex and trying to fulfill a need. And there's really a void in their life. And they are avoiding reality. And the reality is, what am I missing in life? What is not right in my life? It goes back to the awareness and taking action to fill that void, to understand that I need to be healthier in life. I need to stop escaping and start facing reality.
Absolutely. Yeah, you mentioned what you do in the morning. Let me give you our listeners some thoughts of how I live every day. I wake up in the morning after hopefully a good night's sleep, and I try to work at going to sleep early and waking up early. It's so, so important. And keeping the room dark, keeping all the electrical things far away from me and out of the room. Unplug everything. Don't put a cell phone or any kind of electrical device anywhere near you, even if it's unplugged. Then I sleep well. Then I get up in the morning, and I first thing I do is talk about how grateful I am to be alive, first of all, because I had a near-death accident. And ever since then, I'm even more appreciative and I'm alive, period. I talk about all the good things that I have, and the food, the things I have in the whole house, stove, bathroom, et cetera. And I don't talk about what I don't have. Even no matter how bad things are, you don't want to even give it energy. You don't want to talk about it. Then I also do meditation in the morning, deep breathing. And then I have my juices, starting with the green juice. And then I eventually have a juice of fruit juice, like I call it. It's a red juice. It's all the cherries and all the berries of all kinds. And then I have when I eat a plant-based diet. No meat, no sugar, no white processed foods. All fruits and vegetables, beans, brown rice, and just a great, great diet. Legumes, good soups. I eat 5 small meals a day. And here's the key, Stefan. It's good to chew your food slowly. Too many people eat their food so fast. Chew fast, drink. Drink your drink before you eat. Then chew your food slowly and take your time. There's no hurry. It's better to be quiet, not too much going on. If you're sitting with somebody, you can do a little light talking, but keep it to a minimum and chew your food. It goes into the system a lot quicker, a lot better. And then, so I have those 5 meals a day. I go to sleep early. I turn off everything, and I do some more meditation. I didn't mention all the exercise I do. I do, in the morning, I'll do a 15-20-minute walk, a good, strong walk, a power walking. I walk fast, and I feel so good. And then at night, if I need to, because I don't suggest that people exercise at night, but I can get away with it because I've been hyper my whole life, and in order to, and if I sleep good, my body gets tired, and my mind will, in turn, get tired. So that's what I do every day. Stefan, your thoughts on any of that, or anything else you want to say?
Yeah, a lot of it in the area of understanding our body and how it works, and when we're really tired, to not push it as well. Sometimes I'll work out a lot and get fatigued in the morning, and usually if I get up and keep pushing myself, that can cause a breakdown, like in a sense of just tired, depressed, and then you can't sleep that night because you're overly tired. So really understanding the sleep patterns, and every body is different, even that word itself. Every body is different out there in the world. So if some people need 8 hours of sleep, great. You know, I'm usually about 5.5 to 6 if I sleep well, sleep solid. If I get my 5.5 hours, 6 hours, I'm up early. I get up, I feel good, and just stay focused and committed to understanding that we have to be aware of our body is like a car. And you would never put water in your gas tank of your automobile, right? So you shouldn't put alcohol in your tank as a fuel for your body. And also any other things that you fuel your body with, whether it's a milkshake or sugar or a Monster, things like that. That's why your engine is not running properly. You can't stay focused. ADD, ADHD, areas like this, you know, just live with awareness, breathe with awareness, eat with awareness, and definitely grow in happiness through awareness.
Stefan, you've come a long ways. I'm so happy and proud that you. I met you after you. I think it was a year before you had finished up all your getting well and going to having gone through the problems you had. You culminated with. You had a coach to help you out a lot, and you've just done a lot of good things. And now listen to you. You've got all this good information to give people. So before you give your contact information, I'm going to give 1 minute. Just tell people what they can do, and I'll give my phone number. But I want you to give your one or two minute finishing thoughts about anything positive that you encourage people to do. Here's what I'm going to say for 1 minute, and I want you to take a minute or two to do the same thing, something positive. I am too many people listen to this show, and they don't do nothing about it. Too many people watch TV shows or go to read a good book or do something positive, but they don't follow up, and that's so important to do. So I encourage you to keep listening to the show. And every Wednesday, we're here at 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 2 o'clock Pacific Time. To dedicate myself and our people on this show is to get you well, to get you feel good, to get you live as long as possible, avoiding diseases. Avoid too many people that are older are obese. They can't walk. They have a walker, they have a cane, they have in a wheelchair, and they're walking slow, and they can't think right because they're senile or they're on the bridge of dementia, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's. It's too many people. So I'm encouraging everybody to turn things around and do what we talked about on this show and eat a better diet, sleep better, feel better, work better, exercise more. Your 1 or 2 minutes finishing thoughts.
Yeah, that's connected to the not only the alcohol recovery I went through, but the epilepsy. And that's another area where I help people with epilepsy, areas of seizures. And also, you made a great point, because my grandmother had Alzheimer's, and a lot of people that are going into this stage in their life where we, you know, our memory, we're always trying to work on that. I just bought ginkgo biloba today again, some natural minerals, you know, vitamins that I work for memory. Because of my head injury I had in high school from football, I had brain surgery. You know, these areas help folk, they hurt my short-term memory. So I really pay attention to foods that will help my memory. And this, with my contact information here, it is to help in health, wellness, recovery, whether you have epilepsy or had an addiction or really just trying to change your life in general. I go by Coach Stefan Rudolph now, and my program is Recovered Coaching. That's Recovered, past tense, so recoveredcoaching.com. And you can feel free to reach out to me directly, and my phone number is 760-215-2337, 760-215-2337. And I take calls or text messages if you like, and we can set up a time to talk and just hear your story, because I love helping other people, and that's why we're here, Bobby. It was great to meet you. Bobby and I met at a Raw Foods event, if you remember, 2013 or so. I was just sober maybe a year or 2 years, and looking, asking myself, what am I doing here? Who am I? Why am I here? Like we all go through in life at one point or another. And going to events is what I recommend, like that, shows, health shows, nutrition shows, everything. It's great to meet people like you.
And you know, the guy that introduced me to you, he smokes a lot. He said he just listened to the show, too. He smoked an awful lot, but he liked you. He talked to you. He got your story about what you've gone through and everything. He ran over to me and said, I want you to meet this guy, and you, maybe you can get him on the radio show. So I did, and I'm glad I did, because... Go ahead. And I encourage people to call you, to be in touch with you. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, just in general, just stay positive. It's a matter of attitude. It's not what happens to us. It's what we do with what happens to us that makes a difference. So whether somebody cuts you off on the road and you find yourself yelling and cussing at them, you got to really ask yourself, this person did cut me off or this happened, but what is the positive in that? I didn't get in an accident. I didn't die. Nothing happened. It's the reaction that we all fall into about life and anger and hostility. It goes really deep to understand about more about what issues we're dealing with the inner child, it's called, the inner being. You know, maybe things happen to us at a young age and we're still resentful. So it's not that what people are doing to you that matters. It's how you're reacting and how you're processing these actions to stay positive and keep focused on positive growth in life continually, day in and day out. That's the key to happiness.
Wow, this is great. I'm glad you came on, and thank you for all the work that you do, the way you help people. I've seen it, and I know I've talked to people that have gotten counsel from you, and you do a great job, Stefan. So thanks for jumping in today and helping us with this show, okay?
Yeah, thanks. It's always great to be a part of our show, your show. This is a show for everybody out there that is looking to grow in health and wellness. So I love it and always here.
Good. Thanks again. Oh, this is great. All right. Well, this... By the way, for listeners, if you want to hear this show again or tell your friends about it or any show that we have, you can go to the archives. We have a telephone archives. You can call a number 24 hours a day and hear the previous 5 shows that we've had. And you can hear this show. It'll be on button number 1 in the next day or 2, Thursday or Friday. And on button 2 is the show we had the week before, and on and on. And in fact, the show, the one on button 2 starting tomorrow, the next day, will be Vicki Gay, a great... psychic medium who was listed number 1 by several surveys in the world about, and she talked about Trump, his administration. She talked about the weather forecast for the next few months. And you can hear the archives on the number I'm going to give you now, which is 701-719-0994. Now, also, I'm going to give you my number. Take this number down, and if you want to call me about this show, about your thoughts, about ideas you have for other shows, or what you like or didn't like, call me, please. I'm dedicated to helping everyone out there to live a better life through health, wellness, through eating the right way, exercising, sleeping better. We talk about everything, herbs, you name it, and we talk about what to avoid. So my number is 323-770-1925. Call me anytime and leave me a message, and I'll get back to you. That's the best way to get a hold of me. All right, so next week, on the 25th of April, we'll have... By the way, today is April the 18th, 2018. I want to make sure we give the date at the beginning of every show. This is Let's Create a Better World every Wednesday at 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Luann Panessi will be on next week. She works with Gary Null. She does the retreats. She's a health counselor. She does so much great work. And then the week after that, on May the 2nd, again a Wednesday, we'll have on The Age of the Goddess with Veronica Gabrielle. That should be good, about women, what's happening with women, the age, how things are changing for women. And then I'm going to be talking in the next few weeks about juicing on my own or with a guest. So stay in touch with us on that. The archives, I gave you that. So... that's it. Let me just make a few thank yous, and then we'll have our music come on and finish up the show. I want to thank the PRN student staff, which is Jesse, the PRN director. I want to thank Alex, the engineer. And before I get off, I want to also just say people should understand that PRN has been around for a while. Gary Null started this show. He's had his own show on for 41 years, longer than anyone. He's won more awards than anyone for his movies, his films, his documentaries. And Gary started this. Progressive Radio Network is the number one show in the world. Thank you, Progressive Radio Network staff. And I want to thank our people that work with me. I want to thank Stuart Hassel. He's done some good work this past week. Thank you, Stuart. I want to thank Lily. She's new to our group as an associate producer. Helping me a lot. And you thank Lydia. I want to thank Greg. Thank you all. And thank you, Lydia. See you next week.